What are your thoughts about 6474 Zactima? How does it work, and where do you think it's heading clinically?
So Zactima is another drug that there's a great amount of interest in, and we hope to get results by the end of this year. Zactima is a dual kinase inhibitor, inhibits both EGF and VEGF. I tend to think that most of its activity comes from its VEGF activity, but it also does have some EGF activity as well. So Zactima is being looked at in two settings. One is compared to as monotherapy compared to Tarceva, large randomized trial being led by Ron Natale. And the second is in the setting of in combination with docetaxel in second line. And John Heymach is leading that trial where patients are randomized second line therapy to either get docetaxel alone or docetaxel plus Zactima. Personally, I have more hope that the docetaxel plus Zactima trial will be positive. I think it's a lot to ask of Zactima to be better than Tarceva, and I think that there's no reason to think that the toxicity profile will be all that different. However, I think the randomized phase 2s look pretty exciting with docetaxel, and this could end up being a new standard of care for second-line lung cancer if that's positive.
What do we know about the actual, you know, there are a lot of these TKIs out there that I guess we all try to think about as being very simple, but maybe much more complex. So what do we know about the actual balance of impact in terms of this drug, in terms of EGFR and VEGF, and how that varies with the dose?
So I think, again, those are good questions. Much of this is based on highly preclinical modeling where they look at the affinity in these receptor assays, which is, you know, who knows what the relationship to that and actually giving it to a patient will be. So we get most of our information from that. The other thing you can derive a little bit from, which is that the side effect profile of a drug like Zactima, for example, tends to parallel that of a VEGF inhibitor. However, it does have some things in common with EGFR inhibitors, and it does cause rash. But I think you're right. I think that it's an imperfect science to be able to translate that completely.